This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a question, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, put the cup of coffee down, and call us, 855-660-4261. We're here for you this morning, and we can help you to have a better holiday if you're looking for a plant for a friend or family member. If you're looking to do some decorating, then we can help you there. One thing, if you want to put some roping, some evergreen roping around your light pole in your driveway, it's going to take between 3 and 4 yards. Because you have to remember, the pole is round, you're wrapping it around it. Around and around. So it's like a corkscrew. And your average 6 foot tall light pole will need 9 feet to give it a slight curl. Or you can go with 4 yards. And then that will give you many, many more curls of greens around your light pole. So you need a minimum of 3 to 4 yards for a light pole. If you are using evergreen roping on your railings in your home, on your mantle, they should be misted at least a couple times a week because they're not in water. They're at the mercy of the heat that's on in your home. And by misting the foliage, it will help them to retain the needles and also the color that the foliage is currently. And if you're deciding on, should I use a broadleaf roping like mountain laurel or boxwood or holly inside the house, compared to a pine, which is a needle, the pine is going to last a lot longer. The foliage is smaller. It will lose the moisture in the needle and in the stems a lot slower. And it will stay softer and retain the color. A broadleaf evergreen roping inside the house does not do that well, especially if it's warm. There is a plant that they use for roping, and it's just a little tiny tree that you use for roping. And all of a sudden, it just came out of my head. I can't think what it is. A little evergreen vine that runs on the ground, and that will make a beautiful roping to use on your stairwells. It's soft, it's delicate, it's green, it will dry, and it will stay soft. And as soon as it comes back to my head, I'll tell you the name of it. I'm sorry, I apologize. But try and stay away from broadleaf evergreens for inside. Outdoors, no problem. But for inside the house, then you want to do needle evergreens. They last a lot longer. They won't turn brown, and they're a lot easier to clean up the mess afterwards. But anything with a broadleaf does better, much better outside. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like we got Ellie in North Andover, Massachusetts.
Ellie, good morning and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you.
I have a question this morning regarding citrus trees.
Yes.
We have about 5 citrus trees. They're about 10 years old. They're lemon and oranges. They have flowers on them right now, as well as fruit. We do consume the fruit at home, and they are in pots. They're in about 14 to 16-inch pots, and they've always been in pots because we bring them in the winter. This year, I have a really bad problem with black flies in the soil, and they're just sort of overwhelming us.
Okay.
What can I do?
Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I'll tell you, it works unbelievable. There's a company that makes a product called Mosquito Bits.
Mosquito Bit?
Yeah, B-I-T-S, Mosquito Bits. And what it is a granular product that you would sprinkle in areas where you have standing water. And it will kill mosquitoes. Well, this little gnat that lives in your soil is in the same family as a mosquito.
Okay.
So, Boneyed makes a mosquito granular control. And what is the name of the other company? The other company's name, Mosquito Bits.
Mm-hmm.
They sell either a granular product for small areas like a bird bath or a little fish pond, but they also have little donut-shaped products that you float in big ponds or in large fish ponds and things. But what you want to do is to get this mosquito granular killer. You sprinkle it on the surface of your soil, of your plant, and then you water your plant with warm water. And it will dissolve the active ingredients. And the active ingredients of the mosquito granular killer is called a BT, Bacillus tuberciensis. And it's a naturally grown and raised bacteria that will kill insects without the use of chemicals.
Oh, perfect.
And you just sprinkle this on your soil. It will tell you how much one, like a teaspoon, how big of an area it will cover. But it works fantastic. I had a problem in the past, tried all kinds of different products, had so-so results. And then we were talking with one of the chemists from Summit. The name of the company is Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that if people have fungus gnats coming out of the ground, they like a soil that has a lot of organic matter, a lot of mulch added to the soil, a lot of compost, a lot of peat moss added to the soil. So you just take these mosquito bits, you sprinkle it, water your plant with warm water, it will dissolve, and a natural bacteria will form, it will go into the root ball, and it will kill all of those little gnats that are coming out of the soil.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. I will definitely try this.
Okay. And any garden center, feeder grain store, even some of the hardware stores will have it. And I'll tell you, Ellie, it works beautiful.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Have a great holiday.
You too now. We appreciate the phone call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, and I'll do my best to solve your gardening problems. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, we got someone here. Give me one second.
Okay. In the meantime, while Nathan is getting him ready, let me tell you a little bit about Kalanchoe. Some people call it Kalancho, but it's a plant with thick leaves, similar to a jade plant, but they flower in the fall and winter. They come in red, they come in white, they come in pink, and they also come in orange. And this is a plant, you buy it now for the holidays, it'd be in full bud and bloom. The plant will flower for at least 2 months. You cut off all the dead flowers as they begin to change color. And because it's the winter and your days are normally short, they will make new buds and they'll bloom right up until March. So if you're looking for an easy-to-grow plant, somebody that has a ton of sun, and they tell you, I can't grow anything, I get too much sun, Kalanchoe or Kalancho. And it comes in several colors, and it is wonderful because it will continue to bloom all winter long. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you out. Nathan just told me that, we had a couple of calls that wanted to sign up for the newsletter and they weren't quite sure how to do it. If you just go to paulparent.com on your computer, it will bring you to our new website, which is not all finished yet, but it's up and running. And you will just click on where it says newsletter. And you put in your email address, hit submit, and then you will receive the newsletter every single Thursday, 52 weeks of the year. And that way you'll have some great winter reading in the weeks to come, and a lot more. So just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and you can sign up right there. Also had a couple of calls about the Garden Journal. The Garden Journal right now is sold out. They're all gone. I'm looking to get some additional copies of it, and I will know by midweek this week if it's possible. But as of right now, they're all gone. Had a very busy couple of weeks, and they are all sold. We are sorry, apologize for that. But they've come and gone. And the third thing is, I had a phone call from Lage Travel. We have one of our travelers that has become ill and will not be able to travel with us to Iceland in March. And if you are considering a travel to Iceland, we do have room for a single person. If you call Lage Travel in the morning, her number is 888-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And you ask for Bobby, and she'll give you all the information. But we do have a single left due to illness for one of our travelers. Nathan, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help this morning?
Irene over in Connecticut.
Irene, good morning, and happy holidays, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And the same to you. I love your program. I'm a dedicated Sunday morning listener.
Thank you.
I was just calling to ask, was the Princess Pine the plant you were thinking about?
That's what it is, Eileen. Thank you.
The only thing that here in Connecticut, it's advised not to pick because it's endangered.
Right. In some states, it is endangered. The nurseries and garden centers that do have it are buying it in from Canada.
Okay.
And it is legal to pick it in Canada, and they have rules and regulations where you can't go into an area and just totally pick everything out.
Okay, there are restrictions. Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yes, yeah. Because if you remove everything, then it isn't going to come back. So there is a standard that you have to follow that in a specific area you can only remove like 50% so that the plant has a chance to rebuild
and recover. And
recover.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the woman who makes our Christmas wreaths, and I said, how do they pick the green? Do they cut the whole tree down?
Mm.
And she said, oh, no. He said, what we do is we go into one area, we only cut the tips of the plants off, and we don't go back there for 3 years to give it a chance to rebuild, and it comes out even better if we wait that three-year period. Otherwise, what happens is we're cutting all of the foliage on the bottom of the plant, and the top of the tree gets bigger and bigger, but we can't reach it.
So
by doing selective pruning and allowing it time to recover, we can harvest every 3 years in that same area.
That's good then. And I was wrong. I did not get the newsletter this week. Was there a problem?
There was a problem. I was exhausted. I am sorry. I was so busy decorating wreaths, and I got up to do the newsletter. I started, and I fell asleep at my desk doing the letter and just couldn't. But I promise you that this Thursday you will have a nice holiday newsletter. Thank you, Elaine. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wolf Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
They're actually open right now.
We have open lines. Okay, so put down your cup of coffee, pick up the phone, and call 855-660-4261. Nathan will get you set up, and we'll be ready to go. There is another nice holiday, a small potted fruiting plant that you can buy for friends and family or for yourself to decorate for the holiday, and it's called an ornamental pepper. And it is a type of green pepper, except that the individual peppers are long and skinny, about 3 inches long. They come in clusters, and when you buy the plant, you'll have some flowers on them, and you'll have some actual peppers. Now, they will start off yellow. They will change to orange, and then they'll turn red. And the beautiful color, again, they'll bloom for 4, 5, 6 weeks easily. And when they get done blooming, you can cut off all of the peppers, repot it into a larger container, and it will just continue to get larger and larger. And then when the days get longer in the spring, you can take that potted plant, put it outside. It will continue to grow. It will make flowers. And next year will be probably 3 to 4 times the size loaded with these peppers. Now, there is one bit of caution. If you have little kids that tend to put things in their mouth, this is not a plant for you, because that pepper is hot. So if you like to do cooking and you want to put something that's going to really spice it up, when you're at your local greenhouse or garden center, ask them for the ornamental pepper. And believe me, it is hot. I have had it before. And all I did is I broke one of the red peppers as it was drying, put it on the tip of my finger, and lightly touched it to my tongue. A half a gallon of water later, I was fine, but it's hot. But it's just something that if you have young kids, you may not want to have around the house because you could burn their mouth, and we don't need that during the holidays. Okay, Nathan, are we ready with some callers?
Yes, but first I wanted you to, someone called wanting you to repeat what it was that you had told the woman who forgot her piece of paper with answers on it because she had the same question. Do you remember what that was?
I don't remember what that question was.
Okay, maybe we'll get her to call back another time.
Okay.
In the meantime, we have Sue in New Hampshire.
Okay, Sue, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family. How can we help you out today?
Well, happy holidays to you, too. It is a gardening question, and I haven't been able to get through, so I don't have a seasonal question for you.
That's okay.
I grow zucchinis mainly for the flowers because I have an Italian husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we get these gray bugs that grow on them, and there's little gold eggs, I guess, on the bottom of the leaves.
Right.
And every year we get them. Are they bad? Are they good? How do you get rid of them?
Okay. What it is a type of beetle,
mm-hmm.
and it will eat the foliage and possibly the flowers of your
mm-hmm.
squash. And I know what you're doing with them. I've had squash flowers before, and they are incredible. And Italian heritage, they love all of the zucchini, the summer squash, the big pumpkin blossoms. They are wonderful. So you can't use anything that's going to be toxic because you're going to be eating that flower.
Right.
So the thing that you want to use is a product made by Bonide.
Okay.
And it's called Captain Jack.
Captain. Okay.
Okay, now, Captain Jack is a form of bacteria, and it was found in the Caribbean, and its name is called spinosad or spinosad, and it's a naturally occurring form of bacteria that will kill insects, and they found it at a place where they make rum in the Caribbean. I mean, that's what they sell there.
Yeah, okay, makes sense
and,
to the name.
And how this bacteria developed, they would take their barrel, fill it with all of the ingredients, let the rum go through the cycle, the fermentation, and so forth. And when the rum is ready, they would dump the liquid out of the barrel and filter it, clean it, and then in the bottom of the barrel would be sediment. They would roll the barrel out of the brewery, take water, flush it all out, clean out all that sediment, and then bring it back into the warehouse, reburn the inside of the barrel so that they could use it again. And that sediment, over years, a bacteria formed on it, and they now use it to control chewing insects. It will kill Japanese beetles. It will kill the tomato hornworm, the cucumber bug, and there's like 300 different insects that it will control, tent caterpillars and so forth. But it's a bacteria, and it is non-toxic, and it will not hurt humans, it will not hurt the bees, and it will not hurt the birds who eat the insects on the plant. So you just spray it on your plants as soon as they start to bloom, and it will kill all of those beetle-type insects. And the other thing that you can do, too, is... And I started doing this myself because I was getting, especially on the Asiatic lily beetle, they will lay their eggs on the underside of the leaf, just like your beetle does. And it has to be on the plant for, I think it's a 21-day period. So if you lift the leaf, what I've been doing is I just take a quart Mr. bottle, and I fill it three-quarters of the way, put a tablespoon of Dawn, shake it up good. I lift up the leaves of my squash plants, and when I see the yellow insects, I spray them with the Dawn. They wash off the plant, fall on the ground, and the soap covers the egg, blocking all of the openings so that the egg can't hatch because it can't breathe, and it controls the eggs that live on that plant, and you wash them right off.
Great.
So you give that a try, and I know it's going to work for you.
Oh, it'll be great, because they do. They eat the leaves, they start to eat the flowers, and all that. I have one more question. What did, on the Christmas cactus, what did you dip the roots, the knuckle in before you put it in the soil?
You can buy rooting powder.
Rooting powder, okay.
And you can buy little tin foil packets for $2 or $3. And all you do is you cut right where that knuckle is. Just snap it right off. Dip it into the rooting powder. You just open up the envelope. Dip it in. Shake off the excess. Push it into the ground. And I try and put 3, 4, 5 cuttings in one pot so that you've got a good start on it. Then you just reseal the envelope till you need it again.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas holiday season.
You too, thank you.
Thank you so much. If you need some help, pick up the line. Give Nathan a call, and we'll work with you to help you with your garden. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, I'm looking at Frank in Dennisport.
Frank from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Morning, Paul.
Hi.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I got a question. It's out of season, tomatoes, but for one person, how many tomato plants should I plant? I know there's different varieties. I might do cherry tomatoes, the yellow, the ones that are golden.
Yeah.
Because those are nice and sweet. I want to dip them in chocolate. And a regular tomato, like just a regular old normal tomato.
The regular slicing.
I don't want to overwhelm myself and plant too many tomato plants and have too much.
Okay.
So I just want to do, what do you recommend?
Okay. For my house, when the kids were all here, 3 boys, my wife and I, 5 people, I planted 2 cherry tomato plants because everybody likes cherries, tomatoes. You can eat them just like candy.
Right, you don't have to cut them or nothing. You can just pick them and eat them.
Right, exactly. And very often, I would see the kids in the garden just picking them and eating them right there, filling one of their pockets with them. And I did 2 of those for the 5 of us. And then I planted 8 regular tomatoes and 3 of the Roma tomatoes.
And all right, so I could do 1 Roma and 1 regular and 1 cherry.
Yes.
But just me and my 13-year-old boy, which he probably won't eat tomatoes.
Right. Well, he will eventually when he grows up.
Oh, he'll probably eat the cherry tomatoes since they're sweet. Once he tries it, he'll say, oh, wow, this is good.
Yeah, Dad, grow me some more.
Right. Okay, yep. The second question. I heard you can eat wildflowers.
You seeded some wildflowers?
What have you tried that you like?
I buy a general wildflower mix, and the nurseries and the garden centers will have different blends. And the thing that I found out is if you can spread them early in the year, they'll germinate a lot better.
Now, what do you say early in the year? What is early in the year to you?
I would get them in the ground, get your seed down by mid to late April. That way you're okay. taking advantage of all of that rain. If you wait until the end of May or June and you're trying to rely on the rainfall, it won't be enough. And the first
year, I got you. You got to water.
You've got to water. That's the whole secret. And the other thing is when you're planting a wildflower blend, you're going to have a combination of annual and perennial. And they try and give you a 50-50 blend. So the first year that you plant it, all of your annuals will come up, they'll bloom, your perennials will germinate, they'll make a big, nice, healthy plant, but they won't bloom until the following year.
The following year, okay.
Yeah, and then in the fall, you just take a weed whacker, go through, cut everything down, but leave it there. Your annual seeds fall to the ground, they'll come back up, and your perennials will get bigger and bigger.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda in Columbia.
Linda, good morning, and Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family.
Good morning, Paul. Happy holidays to you also.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes.
And over a year ago, a friend of mine gave me some Irish Chapel Bell bulbs.
Okay.
And it was so late, I said, well, I'm just going to put them in a pot. And they didn't do anything. I left it outside. It froze everything. Well, then in the spring, I said, well, I'm going to plant them. So I planted a couple in the ground, and I left the others in the pot. The one in the ground never did anything. The ones in the pot, though, started growing in late spring. And okay. We had all these beautiful green leaves, but no flowers. And now winter's coming again, and I don't know if I should, you know, put them in a little room we have with our hot water heater. Should I pull out the bulbs or what?
What now? Has the frost hit the plant and it's turned brown?
It has, but it's still green. I mean, it's starting to turn, but it's still got a lot of green on it.
Okay. What I would do? Do you have a garage?
I have a small room that has our hot water heater and everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And but then we also have a shed that, you know, it's not heated or anything.
Okay, I would put it in the shed where it's not heated, because what's going to kill that plant will be the pot filling full of water, freezing, and when it freezes, it stretches the roots. And as the roots begin to stretch, yeah. So I would put it in a garage, a tool shed, leave it there, and then in March or early April, you're really beginning to get moving at that time for the God. Bring it out, get it. You can bring it in your house and give it a little additional heat from the home itself. That should stimulate the roots, get it going, and then you can put it outside.
So but when I put it in the tent, I just don't do anything to it the whole winter, no water or nothing?
Yeah, I would think that a couple of times during the winter you're going to need to add some moisture, because when you get a nice day during the winter, I'm sure that the shed itself is going to heat up into the 60s or even 70-degree days. Yeah, uh-huh. Temperature inside, so that you will lose moisture. So I would check it every 2, 3, 4 weeks, and if it needs a good drink, then give it a good drink until water comes out the bottom of the pot, and then you should be set for another 3 or 4 weeks.
And then in the spring, I can plant it in the ground?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. I just wanted to know. I didn't want them to die over the winter.
So. Right. Right. I mean, see, the thing that should happen during the summer, when that bulb gets done blooming, it's going to multiply. So what you could do is you could dig it up, divide it, and make several additional pots of them.
Okay.
And then put them in your tool shed. And then put them back out in the spring, and they'll multiply again so that you'll have more and more every single season just by dividing them.
I figured that because I'd only been given 6 bulbs, and the 2 in the ground died, but the 4 now has turned already into about 6 or 7 in the
right.
pot. So.
Right. So that's why I say if you can dig them up in the fall and break them up into individual clumps, that clump, the size that it is in the fall, will be double the following fall. And, you know, before long, you can put a card table in front of your house and sell them right there.
There you go. Sounds great. You have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you too.
Thank you so much for all your help. I've learned so much from you listening to you the past few months. We found you on the radio, and I don't miss you.
Thank you very, very much. And you have a fantastic Christmas and holiday season.
Thank you, hon.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's so much fun talking to people and the different accents and the different messages. It's just a wonderful feeling, especially at this time of the year with all the bad news on TV and on the radio. It's so nice to have a positive feeling on Sunday morning, and that's what makes my day and keeps me going all week long. I want you all to have a great week. Enjoy your decorating, your shopping, a few parties here and there. But have a great old time, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. And Nathan, thank you for all your help.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.